Thank you. From time to time, I get emails from listeners and viewers telling me I'm too negative, that these little get-togethers of ours too often convey bad news about the world we live in. And while I don't like hearing that, the truth is, I generally cover the most ugly, nasty, divisive topic there is, politics. What did you expect? Sweetness and light? But today, I'm glad to say I have some of that elusive good news for you. A new national poll from the Pew Research Center finds that even as Democrats and Republicans are becoming more ideologically extreme and polarized, they are the exception, not the rule. Nearly 4 in 10 of us now identify ourselves as independents, up sharply over the past decade. And close to half of those independents describe themselves as moderate, suggesting that the swelling ranks of independents are a direct reaction to the immoderation and zealotry of the partisans, who are becoming ever more harsh and adamant about their ideology. Well, as one of those moderate independents, I call this good news. And if you dig a little deeper into the Pew survey, you find more of it. In spite of all the noise about the angry 99%, there is no sign of growing class differences in our political outlook or growing class resentment. Concern about income inequality, yes, but no sign of more hostility toward the wealthy or loss of faith in an individual's ability to work hard and get ahead. And there's also little evidence of a loss of confidence in our country. Quote, a large majority agrees that, as Americans, we can always find a way to solve our problems and get what we want, end quote. Well, given the steady diet of bad news we're fed, even sometimes by yours truly, I think these results are pretty remarkable, inspirational even. But as the kids say these days, America is what it is. And for the most part, it is a reassuringly moderate, independent-minded, optimistic place to live.